Well, greetings, everybody. It is Tabitha, and it is August 8th, August 18th, 2021, broadcasting out for the first time over at White Wellness Radio, WWR. That song right there was the classic Shit List, L7, back in 1992. I couldn't think of a better song to play for this evening's broadcast, White Wellness, A New Beginning. And yes, here I am over at my platform, totally mine, so it'll be totally my thoughts and my energy. That's a plus for me, possibly a plus for you too if you're listening. So I wanted to do a little retort broadcast just to let everyone know kind of what actually happened as opposed to what was said happened. And it leads up to a series of many events, possibly going back to about 3 weeks ago. And you might be asking yourself now if you've checked out the new Podbean that I have, which is White Wellness Radio, all one word, .podbean.com, also on the application. If you notice over there, you notice that I had downloaded shows prior to yesterday when this unfortunate series of events happened where I was essentially told to fuck off from the American National Radio Network. So yes, the dates there on those shows that were archived do have a date that is earlier than yesterday, but that's because, well, I anticipated something like this occurring, so I listened to my gut, listened to my feminine intuition, and I was right, because, well, I know quite a bit about dealing with people who, well, utilize a lot of alcohol, especially water signs that utilize a lot of alcohol, so I knew what to expect. And what does alcohol mean? That's an Arabic word, actually, from the word al-kul, the dark influencer of evil. So yes, alcohol can cause psychosis, just like cocaine can cause psychosis. Makes total sense. Makes total sense why Zog promotes it at every turn as well. Of course, a lot of these liquor companies are also owned by Zog or some degree of something Zoggy. So alcohol is not the greatest thing. It is okay to drink every now and again, but to utilize in a large quantity can cause a lot of problems for people. I've seen it time and time again. So that is why I went and did the prophylactic thing and started this broadcast, this new broadcast over here at WWR White Wellness Radio over the weekend after there were some lies being told on last Friday's show in regards to a supposed hex, a destruction ceremony, a spell, if you will, being put on the network. That was a hoax. That was a hollow hoax, like Elite AI or the hollow hoax, a very, very hollow hoax. It was utilized as a mechanism to basically play the victim. Who does that remind you of? The one who cries out in pain while they strike. I feel the same way. So yeah, we have a very unsavory situation going on, but actually in reality, to think about it from the panoramic perspective, it's kind of a blessing in disguise because now I'm free of all that negative, low vibrational, alcohol, dark influence of evil energy, because that's not what I'm about. If you listen to this show, well, for a week or years by now, you know that that's not what I'm about. I'm also not about just being, you know, falsely positive all the time, because that's not realistic either, but I'm definitely not those things. And I don't want to be around that type of energy. And it's probably not good for you, the listener, to be around that type of energy either, especially as we progress in this spiritual war known as Zog, known as Oyed AI, known as white genocide, where we really want to have ourselves fortified in many ways. Like I talked about yesterday, my last show I did over at the American National Radio Network, The Now Age. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. I'll be archiving it here rather shortly. So yeah, a lot of unfortunate events. I'll go back to about 3 weeks ago. So 3 weeks time ago, I was feeling just overwhelmed, just kind of stressed. If you look back at the last couple of months, I've been doing at least 8 shows a month, and that's counting the part ones and the twos. That's a lot. In April, I did 14 shows. That is a lot. And keep in mind that during these coffee shows, I was the one who was doing the research. I was the one that was getting the articles together. I was the one that was putting it on the site and doing the descriptions. So I was doing all of that, right? So I was kind of holding up the network, I felt like, in a lot of ways, especially after Josh left. So I just was getting really just overwhelmed and thinking, I've got to take a step back from just looking at this stuff, just talking about this stuff. Like, it wasn't going to be forever. It was just going to be a step back. So I mentioned that to Mike, and it didn't go over well. He was like really annoyed and took it personally and said that I have to keep on doing it and that he hated to do it, but he had to do it anyway, and really didn't take into consideration everything that I said about all the stuff I talked about in the broadcast yesterday, the Now Age, you know, talking about we're in a new phase of this PSYOP. Like, maybe people who are pissed drunk don't know that, but we are in a new phase of this PSYOP. We were in a new phase of this PSYOP after the Capitol thing. We're in a new phase of this PSYOP, like when 08 AI started. Okay, so we're in the new phase of a PSYOP. We got to be sharp right now. And I oftentimes need to take those recalibrations and take a break. Last year, around September, I took a break for about 3 weeks. I was noticing that when I was looking back at a lot of my shows. So that wasn't taken with kindness. So then this hex hoax story was brewed up at that point, saying, oh, you want to take a step back because, you know, a spell was put on the network. And I'm thinking, really? Like, no, there was no spell. If any spell or hex was put on the network, it was in the form of alcohol. It wasn't a spell or a hex. So at that point, I'm just thinking like, okay, this is just really weird. I know something's going on. I'm already starting to feel like uneasy and thinking like, what the fuck, right? So then that conversation goes on a little bit more. And then at the end, he tells me, he's like, oh, I don't have much time left. You know, I'm gonna die soon. Like, really just, you know, basically just try to like make me feel guilty, obviously, right? So then we do that show a day or two later called The Sure Shot, the last white people at coffee show. It's still up there. It was pretty much a train wreck of a show. There was some good information given on that show about Oyed AI, about the shedding PSYOP, most of it by me, but that show was a wreck. He was trashed, and people actually commented to me that he was like, he was shit-faced. It's not good for radio. It's not good look if you're trying to get people who are maybe in their teens, but their 20s and 30s, like out of this nihilistic thing. It's a really shit look to be a grown-ass adult and be shit-faced on the radio, right? So that was really annoying. And also, he was an hour and a half late to that show, and I think he was doing it deliberately, just to kind of spite me because he was already pissed off and I told him I needed to take a break. This is all crazy. I know it sounds crazy because it is crazy. Really, really crazy. Oh, and also I picked out that name, American National Radio Network. I don't care. He can have it because I like the name White Wellness anymore, but just saying I picked that name out. Oh, and also just so everyone knows, to show my fairness and my egalitarianism, even in a time of unsavoriness, we were given a large donation via my PO box. I mailed him half of it because I'm that kind of person. I'm not a scumbag. So a little bit about alcohol. It's a body eating spirit. It lowers your vibration. That is what it etymologically basically boils down to. It is not a good look. It causes a lot of problems for people. It causes something called alcohol-induced psychosis with hallucinations and delusions. I don't know if anyone's ever been around someone who was an alcoholic who had what's called the DTs, the delirium tremors. That is really freaky to see. That's advanced alcoholism. And I'm pretty convinced from what I know about health that this is a metabolic disorder, just like cancer and diabetes and thyroid disorder. Oftentimes people who have alcoholism have a thyroid disorder and they don't even know it. And then a thyroid supplement can actually help them. Yeah, there's so much to this. Of course, I understand it in the intellectualized way, but I also understand it, I guess, in the psychological way and also the personal way. So essentially, after we did that show, The Sure Shot, I guess then he did that show last Friday where he talked about that hex, the hex hoax being put on the network. And then at that point, I'm thinking like, oh my God, I'm like, he's actually making up a story that a fucking hex was put on the network. So then if I leave, he can look like the bad guy or look like the good guy. Well, now he looks like the bad guy because he made an absolute fool of himself yesterday in the broadcast that he did, sending me an invite to actually like I guess, battle him or something. I really don't know. And I called in and just set the record straight in like a 1 minute clip. I don't recommend anyone listening to it. It was crap. He was making very misogynistic comments about me, saying I belong in the kitchen. Don't do shows if you're not going to contribute. I've been contributing more than he has. I also do activism in real life. I have a pro-white cooking club that meets up once a week. I have many other pro-white things that I do in my life. Like, he's the one who's LARPing through the broadcast. Like, my whole life is about this. It's so ridiculous, the whole thing. But you know what? I'm not surprised, because I know what alcoholism is capable of doing and how it steals someone's spirit and just makes them into a total louse. It gives them disturbed thoughts and perceptions, poor executive functioning, trouble thinking clearly or concentrating, memory issues, difficulty understanding what's real, behavior that is inappropriate for the situation. Incoherent speech, delusions, and hallucinations. So yeah, it's sad. I wish nobody was an alcohol. I wish so many white men weren't hooked on alcohol. And then I think there's this thing where you have alcohol and misogyny and it goes together, and it is such a fucking Jewish psyop. Like, people have to see through it. Like, if we're able to relate better on a sacred level, the sexes, we're not going to have as many problems, because they're going to be truly on each other's team. There are so many things out there that Zog is doing to make us antagonistic to one another. If you listen to the broadcast he did yesterday, he refers to me as a whore. Like, what Aryan man refers to a woman, especially one who he's been essentially working with, a whore? With, you know, for no reason whatsoever. Like, that's a lowlife. That is not an Aryan. That's white trash. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Anyone who thinks that's okay is also disgusting. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what has happened. But like I said, I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised. And that's why I did what I did. I guess I trusted my gut. Gotta say, that's a good thing, right? And if anyone's a whore, it's him. He's whoring his body to fermented grains. I mean, who am I a whore for? Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. I know many of you enjoyed the shows that we did together. I enjoyed the shows that we did together, but I was noticing in the last couple of months, especially since he's had this job where he's working wonky hours, I've noticed that the alcoholism has increased, and the alcoholism during the broadcast has increased, and like talking over me and like screaming and like all of, like, you know, all of this bad behavior has increased ever since the alcohol and the job. But this is no excuse. I just noticed a pattern for a while. And if you also notice, for a while he was saying he's only going to do shows with me because he was like using me to prop himself up, probably. Who the fuck knows? Like, it doesn't really matter, but whatever. This is not what I wanted to occur, of course, but he's not a well person. He's an addict. He's a misogynist. He's completely stuck in the box of white nationalism, or what I like to refer to as kike nationalism, like the alt-right is the alt-kike. That was like 2017, like, what the hell? Like, you have to evolve out of that misogynistic Jewish snare of white nationalism. I don't want to hear anyone using that phrase anymore. It's over. Either call yourself NS or esoteric racialist. Like, white nationalism is like tacos from Taco Bell, and racialism is like steak tartare. Like, what do you want for dinner? Do you want like a shitty fast food taco, or do you want steak tartare? Right? It's an easy question to ask yourself. Let's take a little bit of a break. I'm going to play another good song. Let me just get that up right now. Okay. Where is it? Okay, just one moment. Okay. I'll be right back.
Question. Have you ever thought about...
In just a small moment, waiting for this advert. Okay. Be right back.
Streets of Liverpool,
That was L7 once again with Mr. Integrity. I figured we'd play that song as a little joke. I'm liking this 90s ladies music this evening. Okay, so welcome back to the broadcast, White Wellness Radio, A New Beginning. We're talking about why I am no longer with the American National Radio Network, a network that I helped co-create, that I was doing essentially a lot of the bulk of the work for, at least in the last, 8 months or so, it seems. But yeah, I still have a lot of my good shows over there. I will be archiving them here soon, but I will only be archiving my shows. So yeah. All right. A little bit more. What else can I tell you about this situation, this unsavory situation that turned so unsavory so quickly, which really wasn't what I was hoping at all. But knowing what I know about how people behave when they utilize a lot of alcohol. Remember, when someone's utilizing a lot of alcohol, their blood sugar is going to be in constant dysregulation. I mean, you ever skip a meal and get like snappy with someone? Like, just imagine like that roller coaster that someone who's alcoholic is going through, especially if they don't have a well-functioning thyroid gland. Like, not to say we should like forgive them for the, the things that they do that aren't good. But just, you know, understand it on a medical level, it helps give further insight. So fast forward back to, back to yesterday, where he Skyped me and said, I noticed you took your address down, like the one for the P.O. box. And he's like, what gives? So I'm like, I'm going to call you. So I called him and I told him how I was feeling. And I said, I really think that you're using a lot of alcohol, and I think it's not really a good look for the network. It's not good for you. It's not good for me. It's not good for the message. It's really just not good, and it really shouldn't go on anymore. And he basically flipped out on me, told me to fuck off. That was the verbatim, fuck off, and go do shows somewhere else. Even though he's called me so many times and complained about being an alcoholic, which he denied yesterday on the show that he did. I've even given him information in the past, holistic healing stuff. I've done shows on this too. I care. I have compassion for people who have this this dis-ease. Doesn't mean I condone their behavior, but I kind of comprehend what's going on, right? But I don't want to be around this energy. It's not a good look for me, right? It's not a good look for you, the listener, either, because then it could muddle with my energy, and then I won't put out the best information that I could possibly be putting out. So many objectives there, but basically rewinding to yesterday, he told me to F off and to start my own network. That was, I think, over the phone. And then after that, he kept on just saying really ridiculous stuff to me, basically saying that I had a problem. I was having a meltdown, which is just seems like a gaslighting attempt, a really flimsy one at that. Then he said something really weird. He kept on talking about Satanism for whatever reason. I don't know why. I don't know if he's talking about like spiritual Satanism, like Sanatana Dharma, or if he's talking about like LaVey, like Judeo Satanism. I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's the same thing at this point. I have actually no idea, but he made this really bizarre comment about being sober and then having to suck Satan's cock. I have no idea what that means, if that's like a joke. But he kept on trying to say like, I hope you get help. And then he actually insulted me and called me Sinead too. It's like, oh, I mean Tabitha. So, you know, just so such an infantile thing. But whenever you're dealing with someone who's alcoholic, oftentimes they're the age still that they were when they first started drinking. So in this case, the age would be 14. And he's acting just like a troll, the entire conversation, just acting like a troll, insulting me, saying that that I never paid anything for the network, which is false. That is not true at all. I actually had to cancel my credit card yesterday after he locked me out of the account. And that was, you know, just what I had to do. I'll just get a new card in the mail. But I actually had to do that. And then he tells me in the conversation that my shows are so great. I'll never say anything negative about you. And then, of course, anyone who's listened to the show last night knows that that was untrue. I've caught him in so many lies before. Lies are definitely part of addiction, especially alcoholism just seems to go hand in hand with lies. It really does. It's like a salt and pepper type of relationship. But yeah, he really resorted to just lashing out at me, acting in a very infantile way. Then, of course, assuring me I would never lie or bash you or anything like that. I respect you and always will. It's an internal disagreement, that's all. And of course, we all know this was a lie. Yeah, anyone who's heard that show or seen the show knows that that was a lie. And then he was insulting doing Kundalini and how that was a waste of time. And I told him I hoped he got himself out of this abyss, that he was acting like a fool and he just needed to get himself out of this abyss. And maybe he would be able to find himself after he got past this nihilism and this alcoholism. And then he ended the conversation. Well, actually, I should rewind a little bit. He starts doing this live show, which he invites me to join. Thinking I actually want to like debate or talk about this, like how he told me to fuck off after I had the insight to point something out, you know, that I think has really gotten over the top, that he always complains about. Well, I called in, as everyone knows who's listened to it, for only like a minute or so just to set the score. But the original name of that show is not Hello, It's Me. If you look at the Podbean now, it was Female Meltdown. So he was trying to create this story, gaslighting me, that I was, quote, having a female meltdown when he was the one who had a meltdown yesterday. And if you listen to the show, the short shot, he has a meltdown like in the last 20 minutes. So it was him that was having a meltdown. Remember, alcohol is highly estrogenic. So that can, of course, cause mood disorder, especially with the blood sugar dysregulation. So yeah, that show supposedly went on for like an hour. I don't know like how long it went on for. After I stopped being mentioned, I just fucking turned it off. It was really just a MGTOW fest. It was a Kike Nationalist MGTOW fest. It'll be wonderful being away from that energy because I want nothing to do with that Judaic mainstream energy whatsoever. And then after he did the broadcast, he contacted me again saying that I betrayed him and it made him sick and that that was an Aryan thing to say. A lost soul, unfortunately, right? Not a very nice one, though, a very kind of snarly and unsavory one. But here we are, right? Here we are after this unfortunate series of events. And also, people have said to me, especially after this whole thing happened, but even before that, people have messaged me or talked to me and in private said that they noticed that the drinking was a problem and the show quality has not been as good. And, you know, it's a reflection upon me too. I'm trying to put a message out there about Aryan optimization, not about nihilism, not about alcoholism, not about that. You know, I don't want that to interfere with my message. So even though this was a very harsh way to part and wasn't looking for it to be happening like this, in a way, it's a blessing because now I'm going to be away from that dark energy. And I'm saging the area, actually, while I'm doing this broadcast. I've got a little bit of sage here. He actually told me that I should like burn some sage after he told me that a spell or a hex was put on the network. Crazy. He wanted me to like participate like in the psyop that he made up with himself. Crazy. I wasn't going to do that. But yeah, so here we are with the events that have happened leading up to this point right here. Like I said, unfortunate, but here we are, right? Oh, and also something else. He wouldn't know any of this germ theory stuff without me. So he can say all this unsavory stuff about how I never participated enough in the movement, which is such a falsehood. It's actually just him turning the mirror on himself to me because he doesn't want to see his own reflection. It's a pathetic alcoholic move. He would have never known about any of this terrain theory if it wasn't for me. So He can say whatever he wants to be about me, about being a woman, about just going back in the kitchen, but I know a lot about a lot of things, especially the very important parts of this agenda, like the allopathic or the medical ones. The political ones, all in all, are useless. What really matters is the ones that have to do with health, with allopathy or medical, and with tech. The other stuff, it doesn't fucking matter, especially now in the world we're living in. So, haha. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what else I really have to say about this situation besides the fact that he was using classic techniques of narcissistic abuse, gaslighting, playing the victim, lying, putting the focus on himself. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. Of course, I'm well trained in recognizing these types of things after some life experience that I've had in my life. And how can I say, or what can I say? With booze, you lose. The old saying of that politician, I forget what his name was, with Jews, you lose. Remember that one? That was a good one. Still true. But hey, with booze, you also lose, right? It's how could you win with alcohol? Like, how could you? And especially now as the PSYOP gets deeper. And I know that oftentimes people might think, oh, it's getting deeper. It's getting, you know, it's getting more demoralizing. I can't take any more of this. Shut the fucking TV off. Stop looking at this shit. Create your own reality. Don't demoralize yourself on a daily basis, right? Don't do that. Because the more you do that, the more likely you're going to put out that energy of that. And don't take in all these substances all the time to numb yourself. That's not what it's about. You know, it's about being alive and having this experience. It's almost like people are being feared into some type of compliance, whether they're compliant or not. The fear, buying into the fear, is a form of the compliance, even though it isn't compliancy. So this is a very, very multi-layered PSYOP. This is a time to be sharp. This is not a time to be getting shit-faced. This is a time to be doing more meditation, eating better, forming real life communities, forming communities online. Like, I hope that we can still have a community doing broadcasts like this, you know? Maybe this will weed out some of the degenerates or the degenerate energy. Like, I want to do a high vibe broadcast. This is not a white nationalist or a kike nationalist broadcast. This is an esoteric racialist NS broadcast. This is a health broadcast. I want us to talk about health. I want us to respect each other, like respect men and women. We can never go any further if we're bashing each other, especially if men are holding up these misogynistic lies of society, which remember, all three of those monotheistic religions are very, very antagonistic to women. Okay. And a lot of that permeates through the culture. We may not have to be Exdian, right, to even know that this is permeated through the fabric of culture. Like, if we ever want to be really effective, we're going to have to come together in some way and basically break down every PSYOP that the Oy Vey's put out there. I mean, the kike nationalism honeypot is such a snare. It encourages men to hate women, to basically become almost like MGTOW losers, to worship mainstream loserdom, to have vice. I mean, it's a fucking white trash PSYOP. Like, why are we even talking about it anymore is what I want to know. Unbelievable. But I do want to create a community here still, with more of a higher vibe type of thing. Yeah. So let's see what some of the comments are. It looks like people have been commenting quite a lot as I was just chatting it up there. Okay. Let's see. Anything? Yeah. A lot of us in this realm don't realize that hate is a tool, Renseri is saying, but can quickly make you the tool. Don't let hate control me before. Yeah, I mean, I feel like oftentimes people get overwhelmed with the whole hate thing. Like, anything they always say about hate speech, of course, we just know that speech that they hate, obviously, right? But yeah, I mean, I think oftentimes they want us to get kind of caught up in this like hateful kind of bagel Nazi thing and constantly be exposed to all this terrible videos of, like, you know, majorities like antagonizing us, and they want us to respond to it in a visceral way, and then they want us to react in a way, and then that's creating a program, you know? I mean, even though, yeah, a lot of that may be true, but why create that as your program? Like, whatever you take in on their media is basically running you. It's running your body. So yeah, it's something to understand, I guess. Let's see what else has been said here. For me, with booze, you snooze, Uncle Semantic is saying. Yeah, sometimes booze will do that, especially if you've had a really, I guess, I don't know, like heavy meal, like in carbs, and then you eat like a lot of booze and maybe like a lot of fat, and then you'll just be, you know, you'll just sneak, snooze off rather. Yeah, I agree with you. Nice comment, Ranseri. The white man and the white woman moving on as one. Men can get it done alone. White women can't. We can't get it done alone. We need to move as one. Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing that oftentimes isn't emphasized enough. If men lift up women and women lift up men, then we lift each other up, right? So as a man lifts up a woman and sees through all these kosher lies of misogyny, he lifts himself up as a man. He becomes more of a man. He becomes more Aryan, right? As opposed to like just buying into all the psyops out there, believing all the Hollywood myths about how people are supposed to relate. I mean, all of this is fake. All of this is a crap, you know? And the same is vice versa. If a woman lifts up a man and he's able to be like who he's supposed to be, she blossoms into who she is. Like, this is what they don't want us to know. This is because we're going to be sacred together, right? As opposed to being in each other's throats, whether we're coming together sexually or coming together as friends. Like, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to come together like that. Yeah, it's so ridiculous. No women or no men allowed. Like, yeah, that's not the solution. And the women who hate the men for the misogyny, that's not the solution either. Thinking like men are only good for like, you know, for sex and for like fanning them and giving them grapes. You know, like that's not, I don't believe that either. Like, I'm not the kind of person who's hating on men. I think most people who know me know that I don't hate men. I've never come off as antagonistic towards men. I've done men's health shows before. I like men. I've known a lot of men in my life. I've actually typically been closer to men than women most of the time in my life. So I want us to work together. I want there to be a community where there's health and spirituality, that we don't get caught up in these downward spirals. Does that mean we have to never, ever use a substance? No, of course not. But it doesn't mean that we become habituated to something and then lash out and just become fucked up. Oh, and something also I should mention, when I told Mike that I was just taking a step back, I just needed to take a step back for a little while. I might do a pre-recorded show here and there. Hence, that's why my last two shows were pre-recorded. I just needed to just take like cocoon myself, you know, just like take a step back. He's like, we're going to lose the network. That's what he said to me. So it's like, he put this hex on the whole thing, you know? I mean, it's just ridiculous. The Grouch Who Stole Christmas is asking me, what, in your opinion, is an actual female meltdown like? What is he accusing you of? I don't know. I guess maybe his connotation of a, quote, female meltdown is anything that's antagonistic to his belief system. He could label, I guess, a female meltdown, but maybe he means, like, PMS or something. Oh, that woman. Oh yeah, you're right. Uncle Semantic, spot on. That's the meme, that female meltdown. Listen to me, Republicans. Who's losing our democracy? Wake up. Yeah, that one. That was crazy. I remember seeing that one over the summer everywhere. Yeah, avoid these types. Avoid these types in male and female form. But yeah, that's an idea of a female meltdown. But you know what? These days, with all the estrogen in the environment and all just the craziness and the habits and the fracturing of just relationships and our brains and our diet and everything else. I mean, you're seeing more and more of these crazy types, like both men and women. It's unavoidable, unfortunately. I know it's unbearable sometimes, especially when you're not that and you're counter to that. But, you know, I mean, there's always going to be people like that, I guess. But you can lift yourself up. You can lift yourself up and not be like that. And the more we lift ourselves up, the more it will become collective, you know, and we can kind of inspire each other, like, as opposed to like doing a broadcast, like totally wasted. Like that's not a good look. Like that would never occur to me to get shit faced and do a broadcast. Cause I would think, what if I slurred my speech? What if I said something I didn't mean to say? I mean, there could be so many things that I just wouldn't want to. So yeah, it's just, there's no reason. I mean, if you want to do that, not that I condone that. I mean, you don't do it when you're essentially kind of working, you know, like this is like working. Rand Seri is saying it is how we activate the quote law of attraction. We become hyper aware in search of what it is we seek, which in a negative state can be very destructive. Our minds are dangerous if we let it rot and run wild. Yeah, exactly. The mind is so powerful. I mean, if you tell yourself something, you will it to happen. I mean, look what happens when someone goes to see Dr. Z and they give them the diagnosis and tell them you have this condition, right? Your mind believes it. You start manifesting that you have it. The Gretch is saying, how do we prevent infighting in the future? Uncle H would have fired Mike. Yeah. Yeah, I think he would have. I don't know. I guess maybe we just focus on creating more communities where, like, if someone wants to have their community that's pro-white, but maybe, I don't know, in my eyes, like a little like lowbrow and degenerate, like let them have their club where they do, you know, like whatever. Maybe some of them will eventually come over to a different club. I mean, there's always going to be a caste system, you know, even amongst a race, there's always a caste system, whether it's based on purity of race or social standing or intellectual capacity. I mean, think of Brave New World, for example. We were talking about in the broadcast about a week or so ago. It wasn't a racial caste. It was done by intelligence. So there's many different types of caste system, but I think that's how we prevent infighting, just by like making a hierarchy look at something like prison. Look at something like prison where like they have, look at their races. They always nowhere to go, right? So that in its way is a hierarchy right there. And they know like who's like the head of like that thing. So in nature, there's always some type of hierarchy happening. And even in the Zagizag world, there's some artificial hierarchy, you know, like the system shitstorm that we have going on. So yeah, someone has to lead. Yeah, exactly. If it's just a bunch of, you know, a pissing contest, as people say, like that's not really going to work. It's not. We have to pick who's best for the job in a meritocratic sense as well, you know? That's what I think too. Yeah, exactly. The white bowel movement. I think it was the kangaroo, WTFU, the old place where some of us used to broadcast, would refer to it as the bowel movement. I think that's a pretty accurate description, unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, it's just, the thing is that this movement has attracted some low vibe things. It has attracted misogyny, it has attracted vice, it has attracted Eurasianism, it has attracted overuse of the N-word, it has attracted some of like a low vibratory gaming culture. I mean, it has attracted like incels, so it's attracted some of the real underbelly of the internet. And then it has people who really have nothing to do with any of those genres that were just mentioned. I don't have anything to do with any of those, but hey, you know. Well, that's nice to say, K-Zone. You thought that you and Mike are gracious and respectful toward each other. Yeah, I did think that when he wasn't utilizing alcohol, especially last year during the PSYOP, that those were some of the greatest shows that we had done together. That those were really great shows. I remember one especially in December called A Sustainable White World that we did about basically eco-racialism and eco-nationalism or eco-naturalism, as I was calling it. But the booze, I think, is part of it. Maybe it was other things too. Who the hell knows? I don't know. But here we are, you know? I mean, you can't save other people. You can be an example for them. You can help them, but they've got to do the work. That's what it really comes down to. We all have to do the work. Like, I could do these shows and tell you meditation is good and, you know, eating eggs is good, but if you're not going to be doing those things, or I'm not going to be doing them, then what the hell does it matter, right? It has to be applied. And I think oftentimes a lot of shows in this genre, or whatever people want to call it, which I just want to break out of all of that, but they're just like rants oftentimes. People ranting, talking about their day, like, what about talking about solutions? As well as giving information, of course. What about talking about solutions? Like, let's be solution-based as opposed to just, and you know, just talking about our problems all the time, or just talking about what Jews are doing, or talking about Jews, or using Jews in our show picture, or our show title, or our show description. Who gives a fuck about Jews? I don't. I care about us. Fuck them. You know, fuck all the other races. Who gives a shit about them? We should be spending our time focusing on ourselves. They're focusing on themselves, right? I mean, it only makes sense. This whole fucking movement is just focusing on what the Oyves do, memeing about it. Who cares? Waste of time. Absolute waste of time, especially now. Especially now. Oh, I do, because they're actively murdering us. Well, that's good to hear that some people care. I mean, I know some people just don't give a fuck, or they pretend to give a fuck, or like the quote movement is entertainment for them. But I mean, there are, yeah, there are ways that people can come together in this. And yeah, it's annoying just seeing what's happening. I want to restore the caste system too. The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I definitely do. I think it would be a really good thing for people. I think it's, you know, now we have this society where you're told, you're all winners, right? And like, oh, you came in, you were the fourth winner. There's no such thing as that. And telling someone that makes them not strive to be better. It creates like dysgenics. It's like that tallest poppy syndrome where they want to cut all the flowers. It's like an Australian thing. They want to cut all the flowers to the same height, you know, to basically stunt them. But we do need a caste system. Of course, we need segregation and to be with our own race, but we need a caste system within our race, because we've actually kind of always had that, especially here in America, where there's quite a demographic of whites when you talk about economic and cultural level. I mean, think about it. There's some very different whites in this country from very different ends of the spectrum, right? Especially in regards to what they know and how they live and how much money they have and what their, you know, views are. So there's a lot of that. But yeah, I like discussing things of all kinds as well. Yeah, I mean, everything we talk about could just be in the white context, right? Whatever it may be, it just, you put that spin on it, as opposed to just constantly complaining about what they're doing. We know what they're doing at this point. I mean, I've known for a really long time. I mean, I see these articles now, whether it's an article they promote just to get us inflamed and riled up and it's actually fake, or it's actually happening. I mean, it's just to get us, it's just a diversion. Like all this stuff that's happening now with Afghanistan, I mean, it just seems like it's a diversion. There's got to be more going on. There's probably something going on with drugs, because a lot of ganja and a lot of heroin is grown there. The whole war after 9/11 was the war for drugs, right? Wondering if the small hats are fixing to do anything in regards to, you know, the 20th anniversary of 9/11 coming up, well, in less than 1 month, coming up very, very quickly. So yeah, maybe, and also they have the quote, holy days, you know, their ideas of what's holy that time of year as well. So who knows? The fall, I think, is going to be a little wild. I think we've been like on the roller coaster before like it like starts up again. You know, that's what it kind of feels like. Uncle Semantic is saying, and yes, warfare is the man's domain. Women, the sacred fire of the home, holy fire of the temples. For every warrior, the gods have given a comrade of Valkyrie. Your true Lady Luck will never abandon your side, because her honor is her loyalty. Till death do us part, some of us actually mean it. Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people are just going through relationships like they do toilet paper, you know, not, yeah, everything is just, it's a shame how people just kind of throw people away too. And it just is kind of like, everything is so synthetic. It's like, it never happened. It's disposable. We live in such a disposable country, but all this disposableness on like even a spiritual level is creating all this waste, right? It's crazy. It's like everything they promote is like antagonistic to like actually being alive and like loving to be alive. The Gretsch is saying, what do you intend to do in the future? Would you advise white homestead creations? Yeah, I think everyone should be looking into how they can do that. Maybe reassessing where you live. That could be something to think about it. Reassessing where you live. And if you're living in an area that maybe doesn't have what you need, maybe think that you could maybe leave if you could. I mean, I know that moving is a big thing for a lot of people. I know they're making it kind of very restricted right now with everything going on, but you want to ensure, I think, when I'm just thinking about it from a holistic perspective, you're going to want to live in an area that has access to food, especially food that actually tastes good and not just like some of this fake Zog crap. I mean, there could be rations of bugs. I mean, who knows? You really want to still be able to eat good food, because if you're not going to eat good food, you're not going to be able to discern what's going on, right? And also think about this too. If there's going to be shortage of stuff, this is not a good time to have a lot of vice, because how are you going to go through a detox, right, from that vice when you're constantly like using something, right? So yeah, I think that sussing out where you could live in an area where you have food, not just availability to get food sent to you, but also food that you could actually get, like local food, like farm food. I think that any shortage is going to happen more. We're going to see it more like in grocery stores and like mainstream stores than possibly on the farm level. But I think it's possibly going to trickle down. If you look at events in the past, like the potato genocide in Ireland, which was an intended blight on the potatoes. If you look at stuff like the Holodomor, there's a lot that you can look at in history and see what they did in regards to people not being able to get food. So you definitely want to be able to secure your food. Also think about a pantry, like having stuff, maybe not food that is like amazing that you would eat every single day, but maybe you could have some high quality canned soup, canned fish, canned meat, canned fruit, things like this. These can keep for a very, very long time. Also having some dry goods, like some rices and things like that. Maybe some beans or some other grains. You could also have some easy form of carbohydrates if that works as well too, like honey, sugar, if that's your thing, maple syrup, maple sugar, etc. Making sure you have enough coffee and tea if that's your thing. Just making sure you have stuff that would be calorically dense if you needed to. And also taking it a step further and thinking about growing stuff yourself, creating a relationship with someone who does grow stuff, thinking about what the Weston A. Price says is like the foundation, the 50% pledge, where you pledge to spend half your grocery money on actual farm food as opposed to, you know, food at the grocery. Remember, when you buy from a farm, most likely you're helping a white family, sometimes a white local family, as opposed to Big Zog, and the food is better. So all the more incentivization to eat well, you'll actually be helping a white family. And yeah, a lot of these farm people, they're really into the Lord, but they're good people and they make like, you know, good food, and they believe in that. They believe in a lot of stuff that we do, and they're probably racialists too, because they don't race mix. They don't even mix out of their community, you know? So yeah, something to think about. It's almost like the Amish kind of like knew what was up, like for years, like they were like waiting for the ZWO and they had it like all figured out. Let's check out some of the comments over here that we're getting. Yeah, autism from vaccines, Ranseri. Yeah, absolutely. It does happen. Good to hear that the child is pulling out of it. I don't know if there's any way to detox from the vaccination, Josh. I don't know. I mean, I know Agnes von der Planet said, and this is a bit of a black pill, that it takes 90 years to detox from a vaccination. He was just talking about like, you know, a polio vax or, you know, influenza vaccination, you know, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella. You know, he wasn't talking about Oyed AI, which is this nano. I went into detail in the last show I did yesterday about how this nano works and how it basically destroys viruses, and viruses aren't the boogeyman. So I don't know if there is a detox from this. I really don't. Ranseri is saying, I would like to mention, if you are around water, it can serve multiple purposes and you can hide there, flew through there, or eat from there. Yeah, flee from there. Okay. Yeah, actually, that's a good point. So yeah, there's definitely advantages depending on where you live. So that's something good to point out. The Gretch is asking, should we start a new Thule Society for Aryan Spiritualism? I mean, that would be really cool. I mean, I love all that stuff. I remember when I was first finding out about this, and I had always had this feeling, even when I was younger, I would like look at Hitler and I would be like, I don't hate him, you know, like I don't see evil in him. I see some goodness, especially when I used to see pictures when I saw pictures of him like petting the animals and stuff. And I'm like, I don't see him as like this like horrible, like, you know, guy who like roasted like 6 million small hats, you know? So when I found out about the esoteric racialism. I was like, this is the coolest stuff. So yeah, that would be nice to have a spiritualism club. I mean, the things I'm really focused on right now for myself, and my broadcasts always reflect where I'm at in my life. I think that's probably true of a lot of people's work, right? Because it's a little part of me that I put out there. But right now I'm really focused on the healthy eating, and I'm focused on like spiritualism and like yoga and stuff like that. And of course, keeping fit in other ways, but really focused on the spiritual fitness right now for myself. And that's kind of the vibe that I'm putting out there as well. Yeah, and Josh is already homesteading. He has an acre. He's got chickens and fruit trees and wild berries. So yeah, stuff like that. The chicken poop is great for all the fruit trees and the berries. So yeah, there's many things, many ways to get started with this. Chickens are an easy way to do animal husbandry, especially like easy animal husbandry. So that's something to think about. Of course, having a cow, that takes a lot of land. Having a goat or a sheep, that's a little less land, but you have to, you know, make sure you fence it in certain areas because certain plants, they're not supposed to be eaten. Yeah. Let's see. Uncle Semantic is saying, when the rest of us urbanites are laughing at their buggies and their beards, Ezekiel is having the last laugh about how fucked up we are. Never seen a fat Amishman. Yeah, you know, I don't ever think I've seen a man or a woman or a child, regardless of age, that has been overweight, because they're actually, sometimes the women are a little plump, but the guys are like almost like wiry or like sinewy looking, because they're like, they're working like 10 hours a day, you know, in like the heat. So, but the women are oftentimes like in the house and like making the pies, and I guess their life is a bit more sedentary, but yeah, maybe a little overweight, but I've never seen obesity in the Amish community. Yeah, but there's no Lizzo. Oh gosh, I know who that is. I'm not happy to know who that is. That's like some just really unsavory singer who definitely doesn't look very good and wears too little clothing and lets us know that she doesn't look that good. Yeah. Yeah. This really like this singer, this like black singer or something who's just like, yeah. Chunky Amish women are not that fat. Yeah, it's true. They're not. They're not like obese, like someone who's like, and plus if they're chunky, they're going to be chunky from like, I don't know, like too much pie, you know, it's not going to be from like, I don't know, Cheetos or Wendy's or what do people eat? I don't even know. Like one of those things, right? It's not going to be from that. It's going to be actually like chunky from eating more like food, because they pretty much take care of all their food needs. I mean, think about it. They have their animals for eggs and milk and meat, and then they have their veggies and they have their fruit, and maybe they buy their grain or they mill the grain themselves. They take care of their own sweeteners. They have like everything, you know? So they really, they're ahead of the curve. And also they don't vaccinate. So think about how they feel about this Oyedei vaccination, right? From the second they were like, whatever, right? Because actually one of the farms that I get something from, they're Mennonite. They're not Amish. They're like a little below like the orthodoxy level. But the entire time the whole PSYOP was happening, like I think they still believed in the idea of germ theory, like that, like it, the virus was literally real, but they didn't fear it in the least at all. And they even wrote in a newsletter, like, you know, here's what we take when we're not feeling very well, you know, and when you're not feeling very well, it's just a detox, you know, whether it's viral or bacterial or fungal or parasitical, you know, typically a cold is bacterial and a flu is a viral, hence influenza. So even though they don't believe in terrain theory, they still, you know, just don't fear. They don't give a fuck, right? So they're definitely not going to get this vaccination. But look, they already don't even use what they call the English society. They don't use the things that we use. They don't go to Starbucks. You know, they don't get their clothing dry clean. They don't go to the gym. You know, they don't go to this restaurant. So for them, it doesn't matter. For a lot of people, giving up those things, that's going to be a hardship. For me, honestly, not so much, because I kind of scaled back on those for a while. I just, they started to become lame, I guess, overall. So I kind of was knowing that at some point I would just not want to do anything. So Yeah, I scaled back on those a long time ago, but imagine something like that just keeps people from basically saying, "Oh, I need to get the vaccine. You know, I have to do it because of this." Ranseri is saying, "I can't stand how men and women dress now." Well, the crowd that buys into that. I own clothes and I could work in any time, hunting clothes and two sets of quote dress clothes I've had for 10 years. Yeah, I don't really have a lot of fancy clothes either. But yeah, the way a lot of people dress, it's gross. Like, have you noticed these like overweight women wearing like bike shorts? Like these really like tight bike shorts? Like I saw it today and it just really didn't look good. Just because something is in style doesn't mean it's flattering. And I think that Zog actually promotes things that look like absolutely heinous on people, just so they'll wear them and they'll be like, ha, joke's on you, right? So, but yeah, I think a lot of the styles today are just kind of just stupid, honestly. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't really shop that much and do that because there's not really that much that's out there for me. Like, I prefer to honestly go to like a thrift store, then you have the uniqueness of finding one item, you know, and just being like, okay, I've got to buy this one item, unless there's sometimes more than one. But I like that a lot better than as opposed to like going to the mall. Like the mall now is so zoggy. It's like the mall doesn't feel white anymore, first of all. And it's so zoggy. Like every other store is like some nasty Zog thing, like Zog's pretzels and Zog's ice cream, you know, Zog's sneakers. It's just, and the whole thing like smells like, just like gross food and like gross fake fragrance. Like, I would just rather shop at home, I think. We have battleship size women who wear thin yoga pants. Yeah, I mean, oftentimes, like, yoga pants aren't really for everyone. I mean, if someone's exceedingly large, it's maybe not the best, the best look, but, or the grown man who has glitter on his t-shirt. Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm seeing now? Some company is making maple syrup that has edible glitter in it. Yeah, I know. And it looked like it was actually a pretty interesting brand of maple syrup. They had a slew of super interesting flavors. Like some of them were infused with like vanilla and star anise and like all of these really awesome things. But I'm not gonna buy. I think it was some pride crap too, because all those pride people are like, yay, glitter. You know, like, has anyone noticed, like, if you're listening to the radio or YouTube or whatever, has anyone noticed that a lot more of these voices of people sound like they're like hormonally ambiguous, where it sounds like it's a woman on testosterone or a guy on estrogen? Like, has anyone else noticed that? Because I've been noticing that a lot, besides all the race mixing in the adverts, but I've been noticing these like voices that are almost like tranny-like voices. It's weird. The Gretch is saying, thoughts on farming in the tropics for fruits and avoidance of winter. It is cuck to be around non-whites. I'd love to have other whites live with me. Ajahnus lived in the Southeast Asia for the fruit. Yeah, I've often wondered that myself. I've actually wondered that question since I was a child because I grew up on a diet, macrobiotics, that emphasized eating the foods of your environment. So, someone living in the tropics, a banana is macrobiotic. Someone living in New York, a banana is not macrobiotic. So, I grew up eating like apples and cherries and blueberries and all of these things that were temperate, you know, melons, things that were temperate to my climate. And as I got older, I got into these things and I love tropical fruit personally, even though I live in a temperate area and I'm essentially a temperate person because I'm European. I absolutely love tropical fruit. I think it's some of the best fruit in the world, especially for the minerals and things like that and the ease of digestion, not a lot of seeds, great taste as well. I mean, I think you have to just figure out what works for yourself. If it makes you happy and you live in a colder environment and you want a little bit of tropical fruit, just eat it. But it is nice to be able to have time in the winter to be able to escape somewhere and just get that really nice tan and eat that tropical fruit. And that could be really revitalizing for the body. Like I've oftentimes thought, what would be the original diet of humanity? And of course, I always think about water being first off and thinking, like, okay, the first diet probably was fish, right? So if I think hard enough, I'm thinking the first diet was probably fish, seaweed. And by fish, I mean the entire fish, everything, nose to tail, you know, the liver, the bones, the eyes, the thyroid, everything. So the entire fish, seaweed, fruit, including, of course, fatty fruits, like saturated fat fruits, like coconut. And I think that was pretty much the diet. Because what could you get? Like, supposedly Ajinus visited this tribe in Thailand that didn't speak even like Thai. They spoke like some other dialect, and he had to have it translated to him. He had to take this little rowboat after, you think he took like some car to this very, very remote area. And he met with these people who were like in their 40s. No, they looked like they were 40, supposedly, but they were 70 and they were still fertile and they were still having children. And they looked really young, and their diet was pretty much fish, mangoes, and bananas. That was their entire diet. And they spaced their children every 7 years because women lose 10% of their minerals with every pregnancy that they have. That's why we see so much burnout now with a lot of women, because they have like 3 children in 5 years and their body is like completely burned. And traditional society would never do that. Even in areas of Africa, typically the women will wear these necklaces knowing that they're not available for sex or pregnancy because they've just had a baby. So our culture is completely upside down, totally fucked up, antagonistic to both of the sexes, creates antagonism between the sexes, creates a false narrative via the third and the fourth wave feminism for men, and the MGTOW and the Kike nationalism for women, actually, and the MGTOW and the Kike nationalism for men. It's a ruse. Don't fall into that trap. If you once did, okay, now you're here, right? And you forgot about it. The Gretsch is saying, for some fun, what do you think of the theory Ajinus is still alive? I think about that. I was actually thinking about it today. Actually, I was in the backyard and I was like thinking about it. I'm like, or maybe it was yesterday. I think it was today. And I'm thinking like, maybe he did, you know, maybe he's not. Maybe he actually is just like, I was thinking actually what he would think of Oyed AI. Like, he would have known from the beginning that this entire thing was just a ludicrous and filthy psyop, obviously. I'm sure he would have been suppressed for talking about that, but I don't know. I at first, when I heard he was dead, like, I got into his work and when was it? 16. So at that point, he was already dead because he died in 13. He was 66, supposedly, as the story goes. But I don't know. I mean, his death sounds a little suspicious to me. But I mean, maybe he is alive, just totally living off grid in Thailand and just said, fuck it. Like, maybe he knew that they were planning something like really sinister and disgusting. I don't know. I mean, I think of all the people who really tuned me into what is going on in the world in regards to, you know, terrain theory, and not germ theory, and the whole virus thing of like viruses being solvents. It was definitely him. You know, even though I didn't grow up with the myth of contagion, I didn't get the entirety of how viruses are solvents. I just didn't have that contagion fear, thankfully. But yeah, his work is irreplaceable, especially the stuff on the viruses. Really important. That information will just, it'll set you free, you know? It really will set you free. Such an important thing. That's why I devoted so much time and so many shows to talking about that. Well, I'm trying to think if I have anything left to say for this show. Been going for about an hour now. I don't know. I think I've said all I have to say on this matter. There's not much more to say. I guess we got caught up in a couple of tangents, but good ones, talking about community, talking about tips about how we can, you know, prepare for the future, talking a little there about Amish and talking a little bit there about Ajinus von der Plantz. All interesting stuff and all important stuff, because how we're going to get food in the future is something to really take seriously. Think about food sources that you can rely on, certain places you can build relationships with, whether it's an online place or a place you go in person, hopefully a place that's more of a family owned, hopefully, or preferably white owned, maybe even local, but something that's not really big zog, because you don't want to be lower on the food chain of, I guess, purchasing things when it comes to, you know, moving away from Big Zog. I know it takes some effort. Maybe you do it in one line of something, like you do it with food first before you do it with something else, but definitely important, especially as things move forward. I think they were fomenting some other type of variant. That's what I had seen somewhere. The idea that some other, I think the Lambda one, they were fomenting that. So maybe when this Delta one plays out, they'll have something else that they're working on to foment, you know, some more kosher theater, nonstop kosher theater. I mean, it's incredible that anyone thinks it's still real. Especially at this stage in the game. I mean, even if you did believe in germ theory, you would still have to say, you know what, this is just overhyped. Like, really? Like, this is really, we're still really doing this? Like, I'm noticing places around here are still requiring that people wear the costume. Like, it's just, it's so ridiculous, you know? I mean, this is just a ridiculous sign. I mean, they still have a tab on Twitter for it. So there you go. Hospitals are buckling under Delta with ICUs filling up. Of course, I mean, see, these are the type of things, like, why get caught up in stuff like this? Like, we know they're full of shit, right? We know they're full of shit. They lie, because that's what they do. Why even get hooked on this stuff? What about planning for the future? Like the show yesterday, the now age, right? Let's think about what we can do now, right? What we can do now, as opposed to taking in all this detritus. These are dregs. Like, these are like kosher breadcrumbs. We don't need it. Nobody needs it. You know, fill your mind with something better, bigger, more Aryan, right? Uncle Semantic is saying, my mother, who has been a nurse for 50 years, believes a lie, as does my chiropractor brother. Ugh, that sucks. Yeah, I know. I've got family that believe it too. It sucks. I even tried to write the family, actually a while ago around Yuletide, I wrote a family member a letter, and I actually read it on one of the broadcasts, like telling him point blank, Bolshevik takeover, not about a virus, viruses don't, you know, all the stuff, terrain theory. And he never really responded to the letter. I mean, I've talked to him since, but like, he never really mentioned the letter. And he thinks I'm, of course, crazy. And of course, he's gotten the OIDAI vaccination. He probably believes in the variant. I mean, and this is someone who has a PhD. But that just goes to show you, like, the more education you have, the more you work in the system shitstem, especially if you're part of the medical community, then you're highly indoctrinated, like super indoctrinated. Like, it's hard for someone who is in the medical community to kind of see through this, especially if they have more of a higher, you know, job. So I have been trying to learn mesh networks, Ranseri is saying, to make communication, quote, more local. With a mesh network around spread, you can send data between communities without boots on the ground. Oh, interesting. I like learning about a bunch of stuff when I'm not being scared of the Delta, like my daddy Fox tells me. Yeah, crazy stuff. Uncle Semantic is saying, my family responded to me like Mike did to you. Oh my gosh, awful. Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. With certain family members, I've just kind of like kept the distance with like their belief system, because I comprehend that a lot of people are still, unfortunately, as hard as it is for people like us to believe, they're still motioning through the PSYOP. They're still moving through the PSYOP. And I mean, I think some people actually want it to be real, which is like kind of hard to possibly fathom that. But I think it gives them some sense of semblance, of purpose, of virtue, something to talk about. Oh, I quarantined for this long. You know, I was sick, etc. Badge of all. It's like a bad, like they're at war. Like they've never really done anything. And now they're like in some, they're LARPing as like a soldier in like a Jewish PSYOP. I mean, what the hell? What the hell? You know, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. There is a reason they attacked common sense. Absolutely, Ranseri. You're right. Common sense ain't so common as the phrase goes, but it's true. I mean, it's really not. I mean, common sense says that even if like germ theory exists, if you're hardy, you'll be okay. You know, like even if you use their stupidness, which is fake anyway, against them, you'll still be okay. I mean, when you just pull back the lens from everything that you're doing, you just see how stupid it is, how ridiculous it is, how just fucked up someone has to be to like believe in this. I mean, it's so tiresome at this point. Ranciri saying, I inform my coworkers they must wear butt plugs and a latex suit if we are going to play the virus game. That makes me think of something that I briefly talked about, I think on a show last year, or maybe I just did a post about it when I was more active on Twitter. And there is a type of BDSM called medical fetish. They call it MedFet for short, where I know this is kind of hard to believe. People actually get turned on by being given an injection, having their temperature taken, having their blood pressure taken, being given an enema. And they also get strapped down to a gurney. And this is like a literal thing. Sometimes it requires or calls for a sensory deprivation. So wearing the mask, the chat feed bag or another mask could be a form of sensory deprivation that goes along with the BDSM. BDSM, of course, standing for bondage, discipline, sadism, and masochism. So maybe a lot of people who are doing this actually have a med fet. They have a medical fetish, you know, because it's actually a thing. Like there's actually BDSM that just is in that medical fetish genre. So it's literally a thing. These people probably have no idea that they're like LARPing is like MedFets, you know. Uncle Semantic, common sense today means cisgender, pansexual, founded America. Disagree? No, die Nazi scum. I can't stand their gender language. It is just, it is so ridiculous. I'm just so tired of it. I'm so tired of all this ridiculous language. Look how far we've gotten in PSYOPs with just language. Like they lit up the trans PSYOP with language. They lit up the OID PSYOP with language, you know, like they light it up, you know, so everyone just starts using this language. Like what's up with this chest feeding stuff? You know, saying that a woman breastfeeding, it's chest feeding. Like what the hell? Like they make it even harder than it actually is. Or not breast milk, lactating human milk. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. It is. It's total clown world. But why even comment on it? Like why get pulled into it? See it for what it is. Don't let it trigger you. Why are you giving your energy away to it? You know, I mean, that's what the now age is about. Don't give your energy away to this. You know, they're always going to be putting that out there. Ranciri says, I actually have an extreme fear of needles like shots. I used to get held by a group of nurses and doctors when I was a kid up until a teenager, very scared of the hospital. Yeah, I don't like the hospital either. I don't like the smell of the hospital or the Zogspital. I think that's more of an accurate description. I don't really like it. I realize that the people who work at the lower level, some of those people actually do mean well. They're just part of the PSYOP and they don't know oftentimes what they're doing. You know, I mean, there could be someone there who, let's say, works in the cafeteria and delivers food to people who are dying from allopathic, quote, treatment of cancer. Those are probably good people, right? But the whole system shits them like stinks from the top. I'd like to see a huge change in that area in my lifetime. That would be really exciting, especially with this OID AI thing being kind of like the crown jewel. It's like the cherry on top of like the Zog Sunday of allopathy. You have like OID AI is like the cherry. I'd really like to see this whole thing just be blasted down, you know, just Molotov cocktail to the face of the Skeksis. They certainly deserve it. So I think that's it. I think that's all. I guess I went a little bit longer than I said I was going to, but I think that's all I really have. I just did a show yesterday. I mean, I have notes. Just an upcoming show that I'm going to be working on is transhumanism, something I've actually done. Well, I've done a couple of shows on it, but I have some very interesting information in regards to the vaccination and transhumanism. So kind of more of an exploratory and a learning show for people as opposed to like, you know, not getting the vaccination, because I'm sure if you're listening to this, you're probably not. So yeah, that's something that I'm working on, is a show about that. And also more shows about men and women, you know, working together. If you've noticed some of my last shows, ever since I did that feminationalism show, I talked about women, you know, I mean, oftentimes in this quote movement, the bowel movement, if anything, this non-movement, women aren't really mentioned as much or they're denigrated. I was told yesterday in that alcoholic psychotic rant to, quote, get back in the kitchen. I love being in the kitchen, so not an insult for me in the least. But I do more than just cook tasty, delicious meals in the kitchen. There's way more to me than just that. That's just one facet of me. So yeah, I think that's all I have to say for today's broadcast. I'll be back soon with some groovy new shows over at the new platform. Share it around with people. I've been sharing it on Twitter and on Telegram, as well as emailing some people who maybe don't have connections with me through there. So share it around if you can. So I'm sure the word will get out. Maybe it'll even be mentioned on the Podbean site. Who knows? It would be nice if it was on the Podbean, you know, if it was in like the front page, like when you have live shows, because I think I'm being shadow banned on there, or I was when I was over at the other network. Right now we're up to that. Wait, the other network, the other network, the other network. Okay, times three. Ranseria says, I keep a smile, hate it so much, and don't usually give me a shit about a mask. I figured they fear air. Yeah, they do. They do fear air. Yeah, thanks, Ranseri. Have a good night. Yeah, that's a hipster talk. And Uncle Semantic is saying the Chinese are by far the most obedient to the mask. They wear it everywhere. 100%. I've actually seen Chinese people wearing masks sometimes before even Oyed AI, just like in the city or around like crazy air, like in Chinatown, you know. And I mean, they live through swine and avian flu, and they do follow orders. That is true. So they, and plus, like I said, they lived through those psyops before. So they've been very conditioned. And of course, look at their country. It's completely zogged, right? I mean, it's no surprise that they wear the costume, but they wear it here. They put it on their children. Like all the Asian stores are really into all the sanitization. I've noticed that too. You know, just they think it's very hospitable. So yeah. All right, so now I am going to end the show. You have been listening to WWR, that is White Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Tabitha, and this is A New Beginning. Today, August 18th, 2021, first broadcast out of New York. Wishing everybody an amazing day as usual, and we'll be connecting again soon. Sat Nam.